This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. In Syria, a number of predominantly Christian towns or districts have been attacked by rebel forces or come under increased shelling in recent weeks. Last week, rebel fighters briefly seized the predominantly Christian town of Sadad near Damascus. And a month earlier, it was a similar situation in the ancient Christian-majority town of Maloula. In the capital, Damascus, rebel shelling recently has increasingly hit several majority Christian districts, particularly Al-Qasar. Patriarch Gregorius Laham is the spiritual leader of the Greek Melkite Catholic Church and is based in Damascus. I asked him about the attack on the town of Sadad and whether he shared the fears expressed by many Syrian Christians that Islamic extremists and foreign fighters among the rebels are deliberately targeting Christians.
This new situation is in Sadad. Sadad is mostly Syrian Orthodox. They were in trouble, but now they are, all of them, as I heard, back because the army was able to enter the city and to expel the fighters. But most of their houses, some of them are destroyed or also stolen and so on. So it is really very difficult, but the people are turning back, as I heard.
I heard also that the Church of St. Theodore was desecrated by the rebels.
Is
that true?
We have seen some photos, but I don't know very much about that. But we saw in the TV, and I have some relatives who told us that there were some churches destroyed or desecrated or damaged.
What about the situation in Maloula that was also seized briefly by rebel forces in recent months? Have all its inhabitants now returned to the town?
No. Pity, no. The things happened between the 4th and the 7th of September. And since that time, nobody is in Maloula, Christian and Muslims alike. Only the fighters on the mountains, and mostly of them in the St. Sergius Monastery, which is very old one, you know, very historic one. And down in the city itself, they are the soldiers. But nobody can enter now in Maloula. Nobody can enter. The people are, most of them, in Damascus or in Sidnaya or other places. We were able to displace the whole school from Maloula down to some facilities of our parish church, St. Joseph, here in Damascus. We have 200 children with their teachers. It was a good thing to put all these children together, not to be traumatized, going to that and that in that school. So we have the same school as it was in Maloula is now in Damascus. Here, through Caritas and other institutions, they are helping the people. Most of them have already shelter or rent a house or some like that.
I see that in recent months, there's been a number of rebel attacks on predominantly Christian towns such as Maloula and Sadat, and even a mainly Christian district of Damascus called Al-Qasar. Do Christians in Syria fear that extremist elements within the rebel forces are deliberately targeting Christian neighbourhoods?
Well, let us say we are all more or less on the same conditions. We can't really say that it is targeting Christians, but somehow some of the fighters and rebels, and let us say bandits and foreign fighters coming from abroad, from Arab countries, and they're bringing with them this way of thinking of takfir, of Salafism, extremism, and so on. And they have somehow idea to target the Christians, to tell them you are pagans, you are not faithful, only Islam is the true religion. And the people of Maloula and also of Sadat, they heard some of these phrases, you are idols, you are adoring wood and statue and so on. So they are some orientations in that regard, targeting Christians and targeting churches from these extremists. But normally the Syrian, this behavior is really not Syrian thing. It is imported from outside. So we can't say that this thing is in the tradition or in the habit of the Syrian Muslims in general. These things are really very foreign to our tradition and to our living together since centuries.
But is there a fear growing among the Christian community, as you say, because of these attacks, because the civil war is still dragging on?
Well, the fear is everywhere. I always say it from the first beginning, every place in Syria is safe and every place is unsafe.